producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thursday, Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden, John McAfee, who is the antivirus program pioneer, you know, McAfee and Norton, all of those. What do they call those? You put them on your, you install them on your computer, the antivirus, but there's
right.
something
they
else they call
it. It's antivirus. They protect against people sending you hunkabungas, as you would like to say.
Right. Remember when he ran as a libertarian for President McAfee did?
I don't. When was that?
A while back. He's a very interesting guy. Anyway, the more important part of this is that he's on to what Apple and the FBI are arguing about. So I think he, as a sort of an independent, looking at both sides of this, explains for us how the FBI could crack the iPhone without Apple's help if they wanted to. As a matter of fact, he says they can do it in a half an hour. Listen to this. This is how insidious the government is. Listen to this guy.
Let me try to make this issue simple for the American public and for the FBI, who clearly does not understand. These devices are computers, whether it's an Android phone, an iOS phone, or whatever. Inside is a processor, which is a computer. The instruction set, which is the iOS and all the applications that you run, and the memory in which you store your data. Now, let's take the FBI case. The FBI wants Apple to change their software so that it removes the check for security, so that we don't check for security anymore. Once it has that software, it can use that software on any phone. But they say they only need it for one phone. So I'm going to tell the world exactly how we do this. Now, I'll probably lose my admission to the world hackers community. However, I'm going to tell you, you need a hardware engineer and a software engineer. The hardware engineer takes the phone apart, and it copies the instruction set, which is the iOS and applications, and your memory. And then you run a piece of a program called a disassembler, which takes all the ones and zeros and gives you readable instructions. Then the coder sits down and he reads through. And what he's looking for is the first access to the keypad, because that's the first thing you're doing when you input your pad. It'll take half an hour. When you see that, then he reads the instructions for where in memory this secret code is stored. It is that trivial. A half an hour.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? This is why people are voting for Trump. Hello. The government is using you and abusing you. Here's McAfee continuing on. We're listening, just joining us, to John McAfee, who is the programmer, the antivirus guy. His name all over all that product. He says the FBI is one of two things, Jennifer. They're either incompetent or liars.
It is a half-hour job. The FBI knows this. Apple knows this. And this is not an indictment of Apple. Any computer, and this is a computer, any computer that falls into someone's hands, well, anybody can do it, which is why corporate data centers keep their computers locked up, and which is why we ought to keep our own phones locked up. It's not an indictment of Apple. Any computer, any software, whether it's Android, Apple, or what have you, can be done. We can do this with any machine. And it is a half-hour job. The FBI knows this. And if it does not, we are in deep trouble. Deep trouble, because it should know this. Now, in either case, if they don't know it, well, that's tragic. If they do know it, then they are deceiving the American public and Apple and everyone else by asking for a universal key. Mm-hmm. So in either case, we are in deep trouble. America, please, get a clue here.
Yeah. So who are you going to believe, him or the FBI? Should we take a poll? Jennifer, you believe him or the FBI?
I probably believe him.
Him. All right, Kara, who do you believe, him or the FBI?
Yeah, probably on the same page as Jen.
All right. Meredith, who do you believe, him or the FBI?
Liars for 100, Alex.
Liars for 100, Alex. All right, so here's the final page. By the way, this is Ed Schultz talking to him. Ed's a broadcaster. He asks McAfee here if anybody from the FBI has been in touch with him, McAfee, to get his help.
No one from the government has reached out to you in solution to all of this?
Why would they? Okay, if they reached,
well, because
they
you got the answers, me, would, and I think they ought to be kind of secure.
But now they have the answer. I just told them. I just told them in 2 minutes exactly how to do it. And if they didn't get it, call me, and I will walk you through the steps.
Well, Mr. McAfee, if you can get government to work that fast in 2 minutes, I think you could probably be president of the United States.
We ought to have somebody like that, actually. Yes. Is it a time we have a technician who's president? What do you think? Somebody who really is familiar? Would we have all this hacking? Would
give
we have
Mark Zuckerberg
this
a,
whole
a chance?
Different...
Give him a few years. He'll be running.
Zuckerberg. Let's see. Who are some of the other greats? What kind of a president would Bill Gates make? That kind of stuff. There is just so much material, so much talent. This is nonsense. This is laughable. Once again, how much money in the budget? We don't even know. You don't know how much because of black ops. You don't have any idea how much money is in the budget of the FBI, for the CIA. You just don't know. So here we are, once again, in my estimation, being abused by the government. Thank you to Ed Schultz for getting that out of John McAfee. In a moment, more on the Aaron Andrews trial. You talk about here's more chaos. You can't believe what... You won't, if you haven't heard yet what the guy from the hotel did last night in a restaurant, wait till you hear that. That's next here on Good Day, 13 past the hour.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Control. Do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in 3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha Sinful keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Know how. Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The continuing story of Erin Andrews and her civil case against that Marriott Hotel in Nashville took a really strange twist with the understanding, or if that's what it is, I don't know, understanding is the right word. Reality is that last night at a restaurant, after, you know, this trial is going on. It's been on, what, all week, Jennifer? Is it supposed to wrap up today or tomorrow, the testimony anyway? She's suing because her room was basically hacked by a peeping Tom, and that's really, this was a form of hacking. That's the way I look at it. Guy takes down the little hole where the key, the lock goes, and he takes video of her undressing, I mean, all kinds of sordid stuff, and then he posts it on the internet. He didn't get any money for it, but he posted it anyway.
But he's a sicko, and this is a guy that she knew who had stalked her.
Oh, I didn't, well, she was, I didn't realize she knew him. She knew.
She didn't know him in real life. She knew him because he was in her, he was following her around all the time.
I don't know. I just find the whole thing very, very
But she benefited from it. That's, I still, this makes me, oh, if you want to see my hair go up on the back of my neck.
That's what they claim. Yeah, oh, we're not going to pay you.
But you benefited from this, so it's okay if someone spies on you and you get more famous from it, right? It's okay if they release a video of you naked because you're famous now. Isn't that great? Yeah. You should be thanking him. I mean, give me a break. How backward is that?
Very, it's sick. Scott Kelly back. Let's have some good news about the trip back. Scott Kelly's talking a lot now. He's back in Houston. The International Space Station and the other. He's been in space 520 days in his life. Do you know that?
Total
number of times he's been up there. There's another fellow who was on the space station named Ron Guerin. He was up there for 6 months, and he was talking about what some of his experiences were when he got back after having been up there for so long. Carol, will you play cut 64 and 65? This is Guerin talking about what it's like when you try to stand up. I mean, I think there was some video of Kelly trying to stand up, and he couldn't because the weightlessness makes it very difficult for you to walk once you're back exposed to gravity.
The human body is an amazing thing. It really adapts to any environment that it's in really quickly. And when you get to space, that, you know, not all of that is good. This, for instance, the body realizes it doesn't need a skeleton anymore, so you start to lose calcium. You start to lose bone density. Obviously, you start to lose strength in your muscles. But we counteract all that or as much as we can through exercise. So astronauts are required to exercise 2 hours every day. But even in spite of the fact that we do that, when you come back, it does take some adjustment. You know, you have to get your balance back. Your vestibular system is probably a little bit out of whack. You actually have to think about walking. You know, here comes my left foot. Okay, I'm leaning right. I need to come back left. But that doesn't last very long. It's amazing how fast your body readapts to the only environment it really has ever known until that point.
I'm sort of interested. I'm watching some of the video here of Kelly as they got him out of that the space capsule. You know, they three or four guys having to pick him up because he couldn't stand up, that kind of stuff. And then when he went on to coming home, it's cool stuff.
I'm curious because, you know, so much of our condition is how we can relate to other people. Yeah. How in the heck can anybody really ever understand what this guy's been through? I mean, 500 days in space. Being reminded how to walk when he gets out of this thing. I mean, it's just, it's incredible to me how you get back. That's got to be another interesting element of how you return to Earth is not having any, who do you talk to about it?
Yeah. Guerin, well, these two guys talked, they became great friends.
Sure.
Guerin is trying to explain how he and Kelly used social media when they were up there in the space station.
I think what it has done is give us the capability to bring people along on our missions, not just as spectators, but as fellow crewmates. And when I was up there and I was using Twitter and the other social media platforms, it gives you a two-way interface with the people here on Earth. And that was really valuable for me, and I think it was valuable for you know, those of us on the ground here, because it really makes you feel part of the mission.
Really does. You hear me criticizing the government so much because they deserve to be criticized. This is one place where we ought to be spending a lot more money because it's so good for all of us to understand these things and to get people jazzed up about this as a way of a life, a good idea for careers. 21 after the hour and good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
At the hour now on Good Day, Thursday 3/3/16. Jennifer, do you believe the 3rd of March is upon us? Before you know, it'll be the Ides of March, then the end of March.
Do you want to know about the Ides of March, Dougie? What happens on the Ides of March?
That's when Caesar gets it from Et tu, Brute.
That is true. But what else happens?
15th of March is the beginning of a change from the 14th to the 16th.
No.
What happens?
You give up?
15th. Yeah, I do.
You know what? I'm handing you my resignation. It's my 10-year anniversary with you.
Really? The 15th?
Yes.
10 years you've been on this program?
I know, and I'm
my
maniac.
God.
What an idiot.
Is that you or me?
Either one of us. It applies to both.
No, it doesn't. It's
you
been
believe
wonderful.
That?
It
10
is wonderful.
Years?
10 years. You were just a kid.
Do I get a pin or something? Yeah, like a certificate of
yes, we'll give you a big
service?
Boost. Yeah, you get a lot of boosts.
I already have big boosts. Oh.
Boosts. No, not
those.
All right, so Katy Perry in the background. A couple of things involving her in the news. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are getting cozy. Apparently they spent the weekend on a beach in Hawaii. Now, you said he got nabbed for some kind of drug possession?
Yeah, he was picked up not so long ago for drugs.
What is the matter with these people? Good Lord. All right, Katy Perry also and Elton John performing at a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. So does that wipe Katy Perry off of your...
Trouble.
All right, so you just take a magic marker, wipe her off, and Elton John because they don't support people that you like. I find it difficult. I guess maybe it comes back to the prejudices that Ed McMahon taught me about not getting involved in politics if you're a performer. You know, you can tell where some of these people stand, certainly.
But
to go, I suppose it's not hard to guess. I just think that you, if you're so successful, it probably doesn't affect either one of them because, you know, their popularity goes beyond that sort of thing. And so does Bruce Springsteen, who would perform, I think, probably. Has he been outwardly supporting Bernie Sanders? I think he has, hasn't he? If I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, get some of these people to show up. All right, anyway, so that's the Katy Perry and Elton John story. Some music from Madonna, as she's in the news today. She and her ex-husband, Guy Ritchie, have been trying to get a custody deal for their 15-year-old son, Rocco. At the moment, he's with his father. Lourdes is with his mother, her mother, excuse me. And isn't that how you pronounce the name, Lourdes?
Lourdes. Mm-hmm. Although I think she's got to be close to 18, yeah.
Yeah, so she'll be on her own anyway.
Maybe even more, because she went to school with Roberta's daughter, remember?
Yes, right, exactly, yeah. So Rocco is with his father, seems to like that, doesn't want to be with his mother. And so what she's fighting about, one way or another, I don't know, these things always are uncomfortable because you don't really know what the story is behind the story. There's an outward story to it, but then there's the real story. She has criticized him for his drug usage in the past. Here we are back again to the drug story. You know that, you know how Jason Statham became a big star? You know that story?
I've heard he had a big drug past, right?
Well, he was the drug mule for Guy Ritchie.
That's right.
He was the drug. He was the one. He was the transporter. His original transporting job.
He was a transporter.
He was a transporter. And that's one of those movies. How many of those did he do? He did three of them, I think, didn't he? But he was a transporter of drugs for Guy Ritchie and other people in London. That's how he got started.
Interesting.
So, yeah. And now you wonder.
There have been pictures of Jason. I think he's so attractive, by the way. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I know you do.
He's hot. But there have been pictures of him where people have caught him with, like, dust outside of his nose. So I don't know
How foolish, again.
Pretty sure it's not a powdered sugar donut.
Look at what these guys risk by doing that. Their success, their lives are.
But Doolittle is accepted now.
Look at what they have. I know, but look at what they have going for them. I mean, Jason Statham was a driver, for God's sakes, and he became an actor, and he's got the world by the tail, and he's going to screw around with it with this kind of stuff. Making sense to me. None of that makes any sense. All right, anyway, we find ourselves at 28 past the hour, and it's time for Warren Eckstein to visit with us here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet guardians would like to introduce a second pet into their home. They're just not aware of how to do it properly. The first and most important thing you need to do is always make sure that pet number one and pet number two have been to the veterinarian or up to date on their vaccinations. If at all possible, try to familiarize pet number one with the smell of pet number two and vice versa by using a stuffed animal and bringing the scent around. Also, if you're particularly concerned about your pet's reaction, make sure you introduce them on neutral territory. This way, there's no possessiveness. And very often there's battles over food when you bring a new pet into the household. My recommendation is definitely to feed each dog out of two dishes. This way you'll find that they'll be less possessive over their dishes as well. And make sure you spend plenty of time introducing them to people. Lots of times friends come over and they want to bypass the older pet for that new puppy or that new kitten. Make them stop. Make them play with the older pet first. This way, when they leave, everyone in the entire family can sit down and get along with each other. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right. Get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you.
I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now 33 after the hour, this is the Good Day program on the radio and on the internet and on all kinds of devices. Here, there, and everywhere all around the world, people can wake up, rise, and shine, or end their day, depending on what you want to do. If you think I put you to sleep, hey, help yourself.
If you're bored, you really should follow me on Twitter, because I'm pretty funny and snarky.
Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen, is funny and snarky on Twitter.
At Jennifer Horn on Twitter,
Jennifer Horn on Twitter.
Especially with all the political stuff. It's so fun.
/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So, quick moment in passing here. Mitt Romney has become the hack of the establishment. He's going to give a speech where he calls Trump a phony and a fraud. This is a guy who could have won fairly easily if he'd have worked a little harder at it. They have a lot in common, actually, in terms of their business experience. They haven't got as much, Romney hasn't got as much money. But they'll trade barbs back and forth like a couple of children. And then what comes of it? What good is it? The Republicans just show their true stripes. They don't get that Trump is at the core of what people are thinking, whether they are Democrats or Republicans. They want to ignore it because it's not in their best interest. And so if Romney were to become the nominee,
that's if Trump and Romney got
he'll lose. Trump will lose, and Hillary Clinton will win. That's what will happen.
Yeah. Mitt Romney is a loser puppet who needs to just be quiet and sit on the sidelines. I mean, I think Mitt Romney is a nice person. I think that he ran.
Yeah,
but he didn't have what it takes. During the debates, he single-handedly lost the presidential election because he wouldn't call out President Obama on his lack of record, and he lost. He lost. That was the moment. You can always look back in history and see the moment. It was during that debate with Obama, and it was over. And
the people who are voting for Donald Trump in the primary, if they see this thing happening, there should be, Cleveland is the Republican convention this year, right? They're having it in Cleveland. They should go to Cleveland and protest. They should shut down the arena, they protest, shut down the city. If you don't give Trump the nomination, then you just shut the city down. That's all. And that way people's voices are really being heard. Not that they aren't being heard here. Ben Carson says his voice is not being heard. He doesn't see any path forward to becoming the presidential nominee, so he's dropping out, which makes good sense, frankly. There's some of this that makes a lot of sense, and some of it doesn't make any sense at all. Speaking of riots, by the way, today is the 25th anniversary of the beating of Rodney King in Los Angeles. Man, that's like yesterday, isn't it? Can you believe it was 25 years ago? If only we could all just get along. And that was the beginning of the whole protest movement against the police.
That's right.
Remember, because it was the beginning of when you could see, however the video was captured.
That was a scary moment for me, I know, in my life, because I was still pretty young. Yeah. And I remember being, they told everybody who was not a looter or a rioter to be locked indoors, basically. You're supposed to stay inside. And when a kid hears that, when you're not supposed to go outside and play, or you're not supposed to go to the grocery store, you're supposed to lock yourself inside, it was pretty scary. And I remember my dad gave my mom a police scanner so that we would know if there was violence in our area, because these little hotspots were breaking out everywhere, not just in retail areas, but just little pieces would break out throughout the whole entire city, even in my area, which was relatively quiet. And we had tons of looting. And in fact, at the office where I am, Doug, at CRN, we had looting all up and down our retail center there. They went into the women's clothing store. They tried to get into Rite Aid. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a really scary time being a young person in L.A. at that moment.
Do you know who 23-year-old Emaldine Elijed is?
No.
Emaldine Elijed is a student from Egypt who was in our country learning how to become a pilot. And he now faces deportation, being investigated this week by the feds for posting on his Facebook page that he was willing to kill Donald Trump. And the world would then thank him. As a genius. There's actually kind of a, I don't want to say cute, but it's interesting because there's a, what do they call it, a meme of the Queen walking through the palace with Daniel Craig behind her, as if she's talking to him, and the cloud over James Bond, Daniel Craig, is, you want me to take him out, ma'am? And she says, yes, make it look like an accident. The reference is to Donald Trump. We put it together. It's just crazy that people... by the way, this guy is in Orange County. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not know that.
Elijah is being held in the jail, the same jail where those three guys got out.
Escaped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Okay, let's
Speaking
talk about...
prisoners. Oh, can I interrupt your flow here a little bit?
Yes, you may. Yes,
did you hear El Chapo is crying that he wants to be extradited to the U.S. because he can't sleep in Mexican jail? And obviously he hasn't been able to tunnel out either, so,
no.
You know.
Let's go to America. We can get
Send
out of America.
Orange
we'll
County
bribe
prison.
Our way out. Right. Send him to the Orange County jail. We'd be fine there. Be out in a week. All right, here's the latest from Target, as some people refer to them as Target.
Target, I love it.
They are going to change their focus, Jennifer, to grocery items. Easier, less frustrating, more convenient, so they say. Starting this week, a shopping trip through any Target store or online with their app will become more seamless. Text notifications when you order something, if you want to order strawberries, you want to order foodstuffs, you want to buy milk, they'll put together your order. You can online order what you want for groceries and then go to the store and all of your order will be ready for you to pick up.
Really?
That's pretty interesting.
I like that.
They want to become the ultimate one-stop grocery store, apparel chain, home destination for all of Americans, that's what they say.
Have you purchased groceries from Target?
I have, in fact. I like Target.
Pricing is really competitive.
Yep. I have bought, in the wintertime when I can't get fresh fruit and stuff, I've gone in there to get fruits and vegetables.
The bummer
with
that
is
they're good for items like granola bars, yogurts, cheese, meats even. I feel like their produce, at least in my local Targets, and I go to a few, I frequent a few Targets, they're a little weak in the produce department. I mean, you can kind of get like some, you can get grapes and berries and bananas.
You can get the stuff that's available. Most of the national brands, and there is one or actually two brands of fruits that seem to have taken over, and you can find them everywhere. You'll find them in all of the Target stores, and they're as fresh there as they are in the grocery store or any place else. You're not going to get anything different there. So that's sort of is that a non-perishable? No, that's a perishable. A non-perishable is easy enough to work through. I like the atmosphere. I'm not a shopper, as you know. I'm sort of expedient when it comes to this sort of thing. I'll not worry about saving money. I'm just, if I'm in a hurry to get something, like, that's where I go to get stuff. I don't necessarily think about it. I'm not the person that thinks about the price, about especially small ticket items. Bigger ticket items I might be, but the bottom line is that we have a lot of choices, and these people have to work hard to get your business, and I think the public is fickle. What are you going to do? You're going to go where it's easiest? If you're thinking about it, where it's least expensive and where there is some decent quality. I think that's what you're getting if you go to Target. This is not an ad for Target. I don't even know if we have commercials for Target running now. But I think that's the highlight of where I would go. But I'm a single guy. I don't represent the family contingent here. So when you go out, you're on your own too, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go, do you go for fast? Not necessarily for cheap. I mean, how much time do you spend grocery shopping a week?
Well, not much. And here, and I think I've talked to you about this before. There, my life has become so crazy. I mean, I have three jobs, and I try to have a social life.
This is the most important one. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Just don't tell anybody else. But it's really hard for me to actually even find time to decide, do I want to take an hour to go to the grocery store or do I want to spend an hour doing something else? So I've really started using delivery services a lot. I use Amazon Fresh a ton because the pricing is competitive and everything comes to my door. In fact, I just got a shipment yesterday after we got done on the air. I go and open my front door and they're sitting on my porch. I had spinach and bananas and lunch meat and sparkling water and cat food. All delivered to me right there.
Yeah.
So then I just put away the groceries and it saves me a little bit of time. But to be fair, if I go into a Target, that becomes an expedition for me.
Because it's so big, there's so much stuff in there.
My mom has stopped going to Target with me because I will spend 3 hours in there. I have to go aisle. Oh my gosh. I need to start at one side of the store. My OCD really kicks in. One side of the store and go aisle by aisle by aisle all the way to the other side of the store. It's just a weird thing. I feel like I miss something if I go to Target and don't.
Well, so there you go. Yeah, it's all right. Number one Google search today. You know what it is?
Disavow.
Nope. How to move to Canada after last Tuesday's Super Tuesday result. The number one search on Google is how to move to Canada.
I just read an article in USA Today about how Donald Trump has made our vocabulary better because the search for the word disavow has gone up 400% on Google over the last few days.
44 past the hour. Derek Hough, Dancing with the Stars. To be or not to be? That is the question which Jennifer will answer in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebellez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too, thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office, up to 60% off, for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to scorebig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's scorebig.com, promo code 200, scorebig.com, promo code 200.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
48 past the hour now, actually 47 after. Jennifer Horn is here with the latest on Derek Cuff. Is he or isn't he, Jennifer?
He in. Derek Cuff is not going to appear on Dancing with the Stars this season. This is according to TV Guide. He's been on since season 5, but he's very famous now, Dougie.
All right. Get more money somewhere else. Doing what, though?
That's a cough break. That's when you're supposed to talk for me.
Oh, excuse me.
Because I have bronchitis. Remember that? You get to do it a little more.
His sister is Julianne Hough. She was on Dancing with the Stars as well, right?
Yes, she was. Good God. Yeah. So sick
you
of
okay?
it.
You okay? You want me to keep going?
No, she was on Dancing with the Stars. He also, big winner on Dancing with the Stars. Maybe the most winningest coach. Dancing with the Stars coming back to TV, ABC, Monday, March 21st. And one of the cast members has already been announced. Actually, a few of them. Jodi Sweetin from Full House. She's on Fuller House now. She'll be performing, as well as the winner of America's Next Top Model. He's a deaf guy, so attractive. Niall DeMarco will also be a contestant. So that's pretty cool. More contestants announced on March 8th. Speaking of Fuller House, Netflix has ordered a second season of Fuller House. It just launched on Netflix a week ago, but it's been such a hit that they've ordered season 2. Netflix made that announcement on Twitter. Now, if you've been catching up with The Voice this week, The Voice launched the season, gosh, season number 12, I think, for The Voice. Blake Shelton and Christina Aguilera are already going at it, and sources on the inside say it's because he misses his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. He hates that Gwen is no longer with him this season. She's going to be around in a few weeks as a mentor for Team Blake, but in the whole, in the bulk
why
of the season, she's not going to be around.
Her to Christina, why did they change that around?
Christina was the original female host on that show, and she took some time off to have a baby, and they brought in Shakira, then they brought in Gwen Stefani. So they sort of alternate the female coach position now between, it looks like Gwen's here to stay, Gwen and Christina share that spot.
Little catfight going on there behind the scenes, it would appear.
Yeah.
Okay, what else have we got, Jen Jen?
Okay, so there is going to be a remake of Dirty Dancing on ABC, and ABC has signed on a star, Modern Family actress Sarah Hyland. She plays the oldest daughter of Ty Burrell on Modern Family, was cast in the remake. She joins a cast that already includes Abigail Breslin, who will play Baby, and this should be kind of a fun one. She's going to star as Lisa Houseman, Baby's older, extroverted sister who falls in love with the womanizing waiter. It's going to be great.
So
Deborah Messing also is the mom.
Oh, really? Is she? What happened to her other show?
I think she's just doing this in addition to, because this is just a limited thing. It's a 3-hour remake that ABC will air.
Okay. Okay.
Premiere date hasn't been announced yet. Yeah.
Well, I think,
well, Modern Family, too. I mean, this is the side project, I think, for both of those. Deadliest Catch star Sig Hansen, he suffered a heart attack. This guy, these Deadliest Catch people, I mean, they have a tough life.
Yeah.
He suffered a heart attack while filming the Discovery Channel series early Wednesday morning. He was on the deck of his ship, and he collapsed, briefly fell unconscious, and cameras caught every detail of it. And then finally, Peter Fasinelli, our friend Roberta's cousin, heading to Fox for a pilot called Zubik. Along with Kim Raver from 24.
51 at the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now 53 past the hour. Listen to that. Wait a minute. Where's the money pit?
Money pit.
There it is. Now we know. Time for Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, nationally syndicated every weekend all around the country. But people can hear you. Didn't you do a podcast of that as
we do.
Well?
We do. Yeah. We do a podcast.
Do you have to go to MoneyPit.com to find it?
Yeah, you can subscribe from MoneyPit.com. You can subscribe.
Money? It costs
iTunes.
Money?
Money
do you have to pay?
Free. It is free.
Oh, okay, free. That's what
yep.
I was hoping. Jeepers creepers. All right, so there are a lot of people who write in to get advice. I was going to say questionable advice. They send in questions. And the advice may be questionable.
May or may not be questionable.
Right.
It's
but
worth what
McFadden's not
for.
Here to screw this up, so we're going to get to a couple of your letters,
right.
Your questions for Tom in just a moment here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, we're up to almost 56 past the hour. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is here, and one of the listeners named Garrison has an oceanfront home he has a question about. He says, Tommy, his porch rail is made from wood that isn't holding up well, so he ought to, well, he's thinking he's got to replace it. Does he use more wood, or does he use something else?
You know, it really depends on how you feel about sort of the classic architecture of your present home. Certainly, you're in a very moist, damp environment, Garrison, so your paint job on a house that's exposed to the ocean is going to probably last you about 5 years. And, you know, if you were inland, it could last you, 7, 8, even 10 years. But right on the water there, probably 5 years is what I would expect to get out of it. But there are a lot of composites, Doug, that are out today that look an awful lot like wood and really have no degradation whatsoever because they're not organic. Now, they are a little more expensive, but Garrison, if you're living on the ocean, I imagine you could probably afford it.
There you go.
And you'll have much less maintenance.
On my farm, I think I told you this, this past, I had a sort of eagle's nest on the back side of the house where I would go out from the big bedroom and look and see where the cows were and that sort of thing.
That's exciting.
Fixing up my house. Yeah. Well, I wanted to fix up. I sold my house, and I wanted to fix it up. So I used that composite material for the floor. Very good. Very easy to work with. Really solid. I think it's something to be had. Now, I bought another house, so I got to have you come up and check it out with me to tell me what I have to do to fix it.
Yeah, we can do that. You know, the composites cut like wood, and it's the same tools. You can even, if you want to paint them, you can. I don't know why you would. But the interesting thing is if you do paint them, Doug, the paint actually lasts longer because they're not organic. They don't absorb the moisture, so it doesn't have that kind of wear and tear.
Here's a listener named Liz who has discovered that the refrigerator she has in her home has a water line. It's been leaking. The concern she has is that previous owners laid the tile down and the wood flooring on top of a layer of other tile. Man, this is a tile. Woof, what
like
a mess.
A sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you do that? Anyway, is there water trapped there, do you think?
Well, listen, the concern I would have, Liz, is the structure. If the structure is intact and there's no rot that has impacted the structure, you don't feel it to be spongy or weak. If you look underneath, you don't see any rot. I wouldn't be concerned about the water trapped inside of it because that will dry out. You know, due to physics, it'll just work its way right out of that lumber. So it's not like it's going to be in there forever. And, of course, repairing the leak is essential. You don't want it to continue to saturate. Now, interestingly, Doug, if this had happened all of a sudden, if it was a sudden dispersal, that would be covered by homeowner's insurance. The fact that she says that it was slow over time might take her out of the running, but it would be worth also talking to your insurance company, Liz, see if they'll cover it.
Yep. All right. Sound advice from the man who's the author of the book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. It is an adventure listening to The Money Pit with Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti every weekend all around the country. This is the Doug Good Day program at 59 past.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.